This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show. I hopefully you're having a great day. It's already gotten off to a great start. You guys missed the show before the show, and we were laughing like crazy about just what's going on out there, because it is the wild, wild west in network marketing. And I brought two of the guys that aren't afraid to call it like it is. My good friend Kevin Thompson and my good friend Tony Kanui. And we're just going to talk about what's going on, try to help you avoid the potholes. And before we even get rolling, I'm going to let these guys talk about how long we've been telling you about the potholes. Because when Bitcoin was 10,000 bucks, we were telling you not to get too excited. It's probably going to go up, but it's also going to probably go down. And when it was 19,000, we said the same thing. And when it's 3,000, we're saying exactly the same thing. And Bitcoin is Bitcoin, and multi-level marketing is multi-level marketing. I happen to love both of them, but I think they're terrible bedfellows. With that, hello there, Mr. Tony Kanui, and you can bring on Mr. Kevin Thompson when you're ready. But Kevin, how you doing, buddy? I mean, Tony, how you doing? Sorry.
I'm doing fantastic.
I got confused.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Tell me a story, Mr. Tony.
Well, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a bedtime story. You're absolutely right. You know, crypto and network marketing has not, well, you know what it's doing now, Tom, more than anything, is it's just a topic of hot conversation amongst people that are more uneducated, not really paying attention to what the Securities Exchange Commission is actually looking for when it comes to security and investments. And unfortunately, there are companies and people out there in the space that are just trying to catch on to it. But what's interesting about it is it hit a high point, and now it's, under 4,000 or whatever it's at now, at 37. And it's still being used out there in MLM, where in traditional business it wouldn't even be an issue. So I don't see anything positive in the crypto space. But Kevin and I had a great conversation about that here this week. And Kevin, I know you've got some great thoughts to share on what's going on in the crypto space right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Tony, and thanks, Tom, for having me on your program. Just a quick sound check. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Great, great. Well, again, thank you. And regarding Bitcoin, where do I start? Number one, I'm not negative on the concept of cryptocurrency. I think Bitcoin is here to stay. The reality is it is a thing, as Mark Andreessen said, and it is something that you can own. And there is a cost to minting this thing, meaning, you know, the cost of mining a Bitcoin is roughly, let's say, $6,000. And it's going to continue to exist in the future. But like Tom said, you know, just because you like spaghetti and just because you like ice cream doesn't mean you should put the two together. And there's been a pathology, a disease, a virus that's infected this industry because, you know, we're sort of prone to chasing good opportunities. It's in the DNA of aggressive networkers. And I think because of the bull run of Bitcoin in general, it led to a lot of opportunity seekers looking for easy money, which then led to a lot of founders creating mousetraps, creating companies to capture those eager dollars. Let me translate that into English. The concepts of crypto and MLM have evolved, and it's been stupid ever since the start. And so you never have a network marketing program that had dollar bills as a product. It's ridiculous. A dollar bill has an established value. You can't mark it up. It's dumb. So then you had somebody or companies would say, well, we have our own token, our own coin, and we're going to sell you $100,000 training packs. And we're going to give you coins or give you tokens that you can use to mine for these coins. And that was the one coin scenario. I mean, billions of dollars lost in the marketplace due to that kind of fraud. And then the concepts have evolved. I mean, they're not as blatantly stupid. Now you see companies where they're mining for Bitcoin, but it's cloud mining. It's you don't know how to mine. And just to refresh people's memories, mining is where you're using computer resources to authenticate transactions in the Bitcoin network. And whenever your machine successfully authenticates a transaction, you're rewarded in Bitcoin. That's mining. Hard to do. And so people say, well, you don't need to worry about that. You give us the money, we'll manage the machines for you. Also referred to as cloud mining. That's a security. And so what hasn't been announced is a lot of these companies have been subpoenaed. And I think these companies ought to disclose that they're under an SEC investigation to protect consumers. They're not. What they're quietly doing is they're quietly stopping the sale of cloud mining services. There are some prominent ones out there, one based out of Salt Lake City, that has very, you know, that has stopped with cloud mining. And what's happened is a lot of people, there's problems on two sides of this coin. You had people giving advice about how to grow a portfolio, how to invest your money. Now, they were trained not to say the I word, right, through compliance training, pseudo-compliance training, not to say the I word, because we're not selling an investment, we're selling machines. I think that argument is a very weak one. It's a terrible one. There's only one law firm out there telling companies to do this and that it's okay, and that, in my opinion, has given a foundation for a lot of these programs to perpetuate the fraud, and that's a shame. Wasn't my firm. But let me go back to the point, and then, Tom, I'll turn it over to you. You had people giving advice to other people about how to invest money. Well, when you give advice to folks about how to invest, that's regulated activity. Right, you need a license for that. And whether you disagree or you agree with whether the licensing requirement is necessary or important, the reality is when you teach people how to invest their money, there's a licensing requirement. Just like if you're performing medical services on somebody, you need to be a doctor. If you're giving legal advice, you need to have a license. So you had people thinking they were savants on investing in crypto, which is a highly volatile space, and massively risky. And so you had people that trusted these advisors or these networkers, and they were investing money they couldn't afford to lose when Bitcoin was at its peak value, $20,000. These are the kind of consumers you don't want to cross, because they burn the house down, and they are burning the house down. They're very upset. That's why you have accreditation rules. So when people buy unregistered securities, the only way to do that is to be what's called accredited, meaning having a net worth of over $1 million. That's a separate point. The other side of the fraud, you had people giving advice that they shouldn't have been giving that advice, and you had companies selling essentially unregistered securities. They were selling an investment, and it was just a recipe for disaster. And now that the price of crypto has fallen, maybe it recovers, maybe it doesn't. For people that want to play in the crypto space, by all means, go to Coinbase, buy it directly, you be an adult with your money. But don't do it through a network marketing opportunity at all. And to the extent that they're selling you information on how to trade crypto, nobody knows what this market is going to do. Nobody knows. Everybody said, well, 15,000 is the bottom, 10,000 is the bottom, 8,000 is the bottom. Nobody knows. So be careful when you're buying education. Another thing, last point, this idea of having an auto trading, it refuses to die. And you see Holton Bugs out there pushing a program, and it breaks my heart. I think he's making a terrible mistake, and I know we usually don't mention names on this program, but I think for this to stop, you have to mention names. You see smart people pushing a program that involves an auto trading bot. And that is a broker dealer issue. Whenever, back to giving investment advice, whenever money is managed by a person or by an algorithm, it needs to be registered with the SEC. Well, then the response is, well, we're not active in the United States. I don't believe it. If you look at the web traffic, and if you look at the networkers getting involved, they're Americans, and these people know better. And it's just a shame that it's continuing to happen.
I agree with all that. And here's the deal. I want you to own Bitcoin. I think you should own what you can afford to lose, and whatever you want to pay for it, you pay for it. But when this thing came off the table here over this last week, I had people calling me, and I've never told anybody to buy Bitcoin. I've given them my opinion about it. I've told them that if they can afford to buy it, I believe in it, but never a price, never anything. And they're calling me, and the inference was like, maybe I told them to get into it, which is really not true. But at the end of the day, that's what happens when things like this happen, is they look for somebody to blame. They look for somebody to sue, because nobody's going to take responsibility for their own self. And I am going to tell you this. No one has ever come back to me about the price of a bottle of vitamins. It is not a security. And if you can just distinguish those two things, you're in the product distribution business. You are not in the business of being an investment advisor. Those people are smart. They're getting up earlier than you. They're going to bed later than you. They've got computers. They've got algorithms. They've got those bots that those guys are talking about a second ago. Those guys are working on this stuff, and they are ahead of you. And they are all set up to pick our pocket. And the great American dream, the great world dream, is multi-level marketing. Find a product that you can fall in love with that's consumable and sell that. Go make a ton of money and buy Bitcoin with it, and you're a happy camper, but don't mix the two. So that's my story on that. I'm sticking to it. This show is going to be great. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about a little CBD and the hemp and all that jazz, because I want to know what these guys think about that. I want to talk about generic trainers a little bit. I will say this. During the break, we're going to talk about GoPro and Eric Worre. He's one of the few guys out there that I really believe is a completely generic trainer. And there's a guy out there with a video right now that he's trying to link Eric like it's an endorsement. And I've just watched Eric stand up and say, you know, that's not it. I love every network marketing company. I'm not going to tell you I do. But to have anybody believe that I'm building a business in anything other than the network marketing pro is preposterous. And he can make that definitive statement and look you right in the eye and say that. And I just believe also going along with everything else, you know, with the Troy Dooleys of the world and the people like that that have a disclosure that say, I, Troy Dooley, am recommending this because I am getting paid to recommend this. I think that the generic trainers almost have to put out something, and I've got Rob Sperry on here in 2 weeks, where they say, look, I'm not affiliated with a company. I'm not building into a company. I am a generic trainer. And Rob Sperry's actually done that for me. So has Todd Falcone. So has a lot of people. And we'll go from there. So we're coming back after the break. We've got a lot to talk about. And it's going to be fun. And it's going to be exciting. Now we're going to go to the break that isn't really a break. So if you're watching on the internet, which you obviously can't, because you can't be watching anywhere else because it's not on the radio yet, we're going to a break right now. We'll be back right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're back. It's the Tom Chenault Show, and we are having a blast. It is a great show, and we have got Tony Cannulli with us, and we've got the great Kevin Thompson. And we've been talking about crypto, and we've been talking about multi-level marketing, and we've been talking about how they are not – they're great in their own right, but together, it's too early. And it's just too early. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your reputation was. I don't care how big you've been in the past. I don't care if the sun rises above you. I don't care. Please, please, please wait till they legalize it, where you can take the widows and orphans and the people that are uneducated that this business duplicates at the lowest common denominator, and they can join the company when it's legal, and they can get in the game when it's legal, and they can do the business not having to worry about going off a cliff like just what happened over the last 3 weeks in Bitcoin. That's the problem when you're selling a security that is so volatile, tied to a network marketing company. It's a recipe for disaster. And please, I know you're all of it in a bag of chips, and I know you're the smartest man in the world, but I promise you right now you're not. And the people that you're taking with you have not got their, it's just not fair to them. You can lose $1 million. You can lose $10 million. You can lose whatever you're worth. That's okay with me. But that guy that's putting up his last $200 thinking that this is his ticket to big time because he's buying these coins and it's going this way and that way, it scares me to death for him. Not for you, for him. So please think about those people that are following you and make sure taking them somewhere. I've got about five guys in my mind that I just said that to, and I hope you heard me, because I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Back to you, Kevin, or Tony. I don't care who talks now after that. Everybody's already mad.
I want to wrap up your thought, because you put it beautifully, and I appreciate you being so candid. Jay Clayton is the commissioner at the SEC, and the ocean is boiling to where he's creating simple mental models for people to understand. And as recently as today, it boils down to this. What is in the mind of the person that is buying? If there's an expectation that the money will grow, It is a security. There's no need to make it more complicated than that. As a lawyer, I can. I can talk about the four elements of what is an investment contract. I'm not going to do it. If people are paying money with an expectation of waiting for that money to grow, and let's be candid here, nobody puts in money with the expectation of losing it. We're all human. We all think we're right. We're not going to put money if we think it's going to go down. Invest money. So if that is the consumer's expectation, they're putting money in a bot, they expect the money to grow. It is a highly regulated activity. It is illegal when married to network marketing. Do not do it. Do the crypto thing on your own. Purchase Bitcoin outright. Purchase Ethereum outright. And there's a tool I want to point everybody to. It's on the CoinDesk website. It's coindesk.com/data. Kind of hard to figure out. You don't need to go right now. But it shows you the coins, and it shows you the strength of the developer network. That's what's important. You see, I learned this years ago when I started seeing these network marketing concepts. The whole point of crypto is decentralized. I mean, nobody really controls it. So when you have a network marketing company say, well, hey, we're gonna do our own thing, that's central. And you can't really have a vast, healthy developer network if it's centralized. So that Crypto Economics Explorer on CoinDesk's website, you can see how healthy the developer networks are of these particular coins, of the popular coins. And if there's a coin not listed on that thing, odds are it ain't a real thing. So wow. I think it's a good resource.
All right, you guys. That out. Pay attention to that. And just you know, it's all due diligence. It's all buyware. And if you've got the ability in your network marketing company to educate all these people at a level that you have to be as smart as Kevin Thompson, go for it. But you don't have that ability. It is not that kind of deal. And I had a company president send me a text message this morning talking about his Latino community that got decimated. And he isn't even a network marketing company in crypto. But his Latino community got decimated by the cryptocurrency collapse. We don't want to be tied to that in any way, shape, or form. Let cryptocurrency and the stock market and Trump and all this crud, GM and everything else, do what they're going to do. That's their business. They get to go yell at each other, be mean to each other, do all that stuff. We are network marketers, tried and true. This is what we do. This is what we do well. This is what we do with integrity. And that's the way that goes. And what you do with your money after that, personally, to spend, you can buy a helicopter like Jordan Adler, or you can buy Bitcoin, or you can buy whatever you want, but keep them separate. That's all we're saying. Let's get over to CBD. What's going on with the CBD? What do you think about that, you guys? Is that a powder keg? All the states are legalizing it. It seems to be a trend. It's going that way. How do you feel about that, you guys?
Canula, you can handle that one.
Well, boy. That's,
maybe you can't hear
I don't
me.
Know. I may get a few people upset at me. I may have a few people upset. Can you guys hear me okay?
No, here, I'm going to take a break.
I can hear you great.
So we're going to take a break before we go because I just realized I don't want to start this thing before that. So let's take a break right now and then come back right after this.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Tributes are pouring in for former President George H.W. Bush, who died last night at the age of 94. Retired Army General Colin Powell, who served under Bush, says he was a very thoughtful leader who looked out for the troops.
He cared about every single soldier, sailor, airman, and marine we sent over there. And he wanted us to finish the war quickly and to get out of Iraq, back home and away from Kuwait quickly.
Former President Bill Clinton says President Bush deserves credit for leading the world out of the Cold War.
I think he deserves credit for getting the world off in the right direction at the end of the Cold War. The Cold War being over was not an excuse to pack up and go home. It was an excuse to build a new world of cooperation. Time will prove that he was right in wanting an integrated, cooperative world.
Bush died in his Houston home surrounded by family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show, and I hope you're having a great day. I have got the one and only Tony Cannulli, who is, he always manages to get me in trouble on this show, and somebody's going to call me on the phone and call me every name in the book for something that Tony is going to say right now. So please understand, it's Tony Cannulli that's going to say whatever he's going to say right now, and we've got Kevin Thompson with us, who is a lawyer and an unbelievable human being and a great athlete, who is outspoken, and I love him too. So take it away, Tony. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I only showed up because I wanted to talk to Kevin about Creed 2, because when we spoke last week, he was going to see the movie, and I wanted to get his opinion of it. So
incredible.
I don't want to get you in trouble here today, Tom.
Incredible. Yeah, so hey, Tom, I'll take a CBD question.
Don't tell me. Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, before we get into the CBD, Kevin, because you have such a great understanding of that from a lot of different angles, I won't say anything that will get you in trouble here, Tom, but I will tell you that I see the CBD space much like the juice wars that we went through. I see it much like the coffee wars that we went through. There's a lot of gimmickiness about it, unfortunately, and Kevin and I talked a little bit about that. Every startup in the world is trying to jump on that bandwagon. But let me, you had mentioned earlier about generic trainers. You had also mentioned deals. And unfortunately, here's what gets you in trouble. The majority of the network marketing space now, most of the companies that are growing in the U.S., if the average distributor in those companies knew that the person on stage probably had a deal, had phantom volume, had bridge agreements, had the ability to offer bridge agreements to the majority of their leaders, if the average person knew that, they would have a different perspective of that leadership. Unfortunately, that's more of a problem. But here's where the word comes in, is disclosure. It's full disclosure. It's full disclosure when it comes to that. It's full disclosure when it comes to generic trainers. One of the challenges that we see out there, as you said, and I'm glad you brought it up earlier in the show, that's an issue. We got issues when it comes around that. Disclosure is very, very important. So if I say anything that will get you in trouble, it's because a lot of times people don't realize that's what's really going on. And the thing that I have an issue with is when someone joins a company, 3 months later they're making 50 gazillion an hour, and they're talking about it on stage, and they're saying, well, I chose this company because this is a great company. I chose this company because, you know, I love their product. I love the science. I love the founder. I chose this company because, but when they're not telling you, is a lot of those people are choosing that company is because of the amount of money they're getting handed or the deal that they've got offered in that deal. That is the problem. And those same people, if you asked them, you looked them dead in the eye, and I've done this, and you said to them, would you have joined X company? If, and I won't mention any companies and get you in trouble, but would you have joined X company if there was not a deal present? I promise you, most of them would probably say no. So disclosure is something that Kevin has talked about for years, something we've talked about for years when it comes to the generic training. But let me turn it over. Kevin, you had some great perspective on this. Also, when it comes to CBD right now, there are some challenges and some exciting things about that. But that space right now is expanding outside of MLM. We have a lot of companies, e-commerce companies, that are launching with CBD products. A lot of them that some have efficaciousness to them, some don't, as Troy Dooley and I had talked about last we spoke. But what's your thoughts on this as well as what we're talking about right now? Because disclosure is a big thing as well with you.
Sure, absolutely. And Tony, I'm just going to say, you're a lot more fun off the air.
No kidding.
We have some fun conversations. But he's great now. But I can tell he's guarded.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing.
P's and Q's.
Hey, okay. Regarding generic trainers, I want to hit that point. I think Eric Worre is the master, and he does a phenomenal job of providing a great environment at his events. I got a piece of advice for him as well as the other generic trainers. This isn't just targeted at Eric. And I've learned this through personal experience, because as a lawyer, sometimes I get invited to speak at a client's conference. And, you know, conceptually, I'm teaching compliance, right? I'm trying to help them be better. I'm not endorsing the program. What happens in practice, though, and these guys need to be aware of this, is that when they hit a stage, they can say that they're just training all they want to, but the reality is their presence is an endorsement. And they need to be really careful that wherever they go, that yeah, the narrative is nice. We're training entrepreneurs, but they might also be training victims. If they're at the wrong conference, that could come back to bite them. They have to be really, really selective with.
Yeah, but I hung, hold it. I hung you with that because you took money from OneCoin. Remember when I called you on the phone and I said, what the hell did I just hear?
Yeah.
Kevin, you took money from OneCoin. You're dragging them under the bus. Which is it? And you said, yeah, I went in there and I tried to clean that thing up. And if you take a look at what anybody,
they were client for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yep, stay with
work
it.
With anybody. Now, that's different, though.
It isn't different. I'm going to help you. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. He went in there to try to clean that up. And Eric could easily go in there. People can say he's on my stage. But what happens, and I'm telling you one thing right now, I've talked to Eric Worre 100 times about coming around me and saying, hey, listen, how can you make, I go to Eric Worre because I suck. And I know that if I'm around here, I'm going to get better. And people around you, Kevin, are the same way. So I'm not sure that guilt by association and that inferred endorsement is all that true. So I just wanted to speak out on the behalf of most of these guys because they're there to clean it up just like you are as an attorney, I think. So sorry
not
to interrupt
really.
You.
You can't, for example... It's okay. You can't clean up a Ponzi scheme. And I'm not saying anybody's done that. I've got no specific examples.
Yeah.
But clearly there's a point where you can't clean up a business model, especially when you're training from stage, if the inherent business model is fraudulent. That's all I'm saying. You got to be careful when your face is associated with people that could potentially be criminals. They need to be careful. They have a lot to lose, particularly Eric with the size of his training and he leaves a big wake, and so he just needs to be careful with who he allows to use his credibility. For me, I don't take speaking engagements, rarely. That's a lesson I learned the hard way. My presence is always perceived as an endorsement, so I counsel confidentially. So enough on that point. Regarding CBD, it's a fascinating subject. Tom, as you said earlier, network marketers create value. They sell the story. They sell real product. CBD is not a mass market product, which creates an opportunity for network marketers. I think it's a good product. Legally, it's getting more and more boring, which I think is a good thing for CBD sellers. The Farm Bill the Controlled Substance Act allows CBD to be sold as long as it comes from what's called exempt sources, seed or stalk. The problem is, and what's confusing, is that you really can't get meaningful CBD from seed or stalk. And so there's this confusion. And then there's confusion about whether people can grow it domestically under the 2014 Farm Bill, which allows for farmers to grow hemp for industrial purposes. Well, can you retail the product if it's grown for industrial purposes? It's confusing, and that part is boring. What's going to happen is the revised Farm Bill or the 2018 Farm Improvement Act or whatever it's called, it's going to allow farmers to grow it. And it's going to make it very clear that as long as the CBD has less than 0.3% THC, you can sell it. So whether it comes from seed or stalk, doesn't matter. You can sell it. So legally, I think that path is being cleared for sellers. That's good news. The bad news is, and Tom brought up, I'm sorry, Tony brought up the juice war analogy. You know, Monavi was, they were high flying for a while, right? The acai berry, they were one of the first. And I knew Monavi was in trouble when I saw the acai berry in beer. It became a commodity, and they didn't innovate fast enough. And right now, the market is about to be saturated with CBD. It used to be kind of a novel thing. You couldn't really get it in many locations. In the near future, you're going to be able to get it everywhere, and that's a problem. And there's a good friend of mine. I'm going to give him a shout-out. He's a formulator in East Tennessee, actually, George Howe. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to pair the CBD with different things to make it unique, to make the company's version of the CBD unique. You need more than just the oil, in my opinion, because the oil is going to be everywhere. So he's pairing it up with botanicals and herbs and different dietary supplements to make it proprietary. But, yeah, it's a good product currently. I think it'll be a good product, but companies need to focus on ways to make it unique.
I agree 100%. So, and there's companies out there doing it well, and there's companies out there not doing it so well, and they're going to sort themselves out. We don't even need to regulate that or sort it out. Okay, so let's go back to another slippery slope that I didn't even warn you guys I was going to talk about, but I do want to talk about because it's the ANMP and having self-policing the profession. And basically, I hate to coin the term, but we have to drain the swamp. And how do, I didn't coin it, I repeat the term. I know you have an opinion about the ANMP, and my goal as a human being really, really committed to this profession is doing that, is to create a great association that self-polices. Do you think that there's any hope for us doing that with the ANMP? And what's it take to get a guy of your caliber, Kevin, involved with it, and your caliber, Tony Canulli, involved with it? Because I know you're over at the MLMIA, which is wonderful, but it's really kind of dead. And the ANMP has got people in the room at least. All we've got to do is really clean up the act of the ANMP. keep it completely integrity full from the top down, and we win the day. What do you think we need to do, Kevin? Just out there, don't you think we need something self-policing the profession?
Yeah, I don't want to beat up on the A&MP. I did not go last year because I felt like there was a number of speakers that really didn't deserve to be on stage.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be is have some kind of a committee that chooses and vetoes certain speakers. If speakers are getting confidential deals, and you have your ways of finding out, Tom.
Sure.
We all do.
I know.
If leaders are getting confidential deals, they shouldn't be teaching the basics of networking because their experience is completely different from your average participant. So I think the people that are receiving deals, don't put them on stage. The people that are participating in crypto scams, don't put them on stage. The people that get paid to promote crypto scams, don't give them an award. Basic things. Find the people that are trying to do it right, that are having some measures of success. Give them the microphone. And the same goes true to Eric Worre's event. He's got a phenomenal list of speakers. They all look great. But vet them. Make sure they're doing things the right way and they're not putting their toe in fraudulent scams based out of China. You know what I mean? So my suggestion would be is have some public standards. How about we start there? Now, the reason why I don't get involved politically is I don't need the stress. I've got four young kids. And I've got a firm with 21 lawyers and growing, and I focus on things that I can control. I'm not good at politics. I am precise like a sledgehammer, like my friend Tony. So I just don't do it.
All right, we're going to take a break. So we're going to come back right after this. This is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And we're back at the Tom Chenault Show. We have got Tony Cannulli talking about the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. I want you to go to ANMP.com, might be the website, or theANMP.com, might be the website. One of those two is the website. Go there, join it for like $50 a year or $20 a year. I know nothing, but talk about it now, Tony.
As we were saying in the break, you know, what the ANMP has done, the group of people they put together at all the events, the value that they provide from the training and education, camaraderie, all the things that Eric Worre's been able to do with Network Marketing Pro. And as I was saying, you know, when Eric's done with Network Marketing Pro, a lot of times people criticize him for various reasons, because people always criticize people going up the ladder, and what he's done is huge. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it to. And like you were saying earlier, though, that vetting those speakers that are there, what are they connected to? What do they stand for? You know, are they part of doing harm in the industry on one side, but then on the other side doing good? You know, that's really important. And it's not easy sometimes. Sometimes you kind of find out after the fact. But regarding the ANMP, you know, and I had this conversation with Garrett McGrath. I love Garrett just like you do. And we talked about it a few years ago about self-policing, about, you know, we know that if we don't regulate ourselves or self-regulate, the government does it for us. And when they do it, they hit us with a bigger than a sledgehammer. We know that. But here's the real reality of it. Like Garrett said to me, he says, like, we don't want to get heavily involved in that from the ANMP perspective, because of the liability side of it. It's very difficult from a liability side to be able to call out some of the bad actors, to be able to call out some of the companies that are behaving like network marketing, or behaving, they're scams, but they're behaving like network marketing companies. And I totally understand that. What the ANMP done has done great, but let's not confuse putting together events and doing a great job at education and training with real advocacy, with real policing. You know, that's kind of where it is. And none of us really in this industry have done a really good job. We, as individuals, whether it be you, Troy, Tom, Mel Atwood, Peter Mingles, Richard Brooke, whoever it may be, we all do what we can to try to, you know, to do what we think is right for the industry. But at the same time, there's just no real organized way of doing it yet. And I don't even know if we've been able to figure it out. I don't know if we're smart enough, Kevin. I don't know what you think, but I don't think we're smart enough yet in this industry to figure out how we can do it and not let the SEC, the FTC, or the FDA actually regulates.
So inside of that, I took on three new roles this year. I was at the board, believe it or not. Actually, Jordan knows I almost did. I mean, I actually told him I did. And I rescinded it when they told me that I could be on the speaker selection committee. I could be on the committee that brings in the corporate sponsors and the committee that is in charge of membership. And the reason I want to be on all those three things is because we need to bring the people in. And we have to self-police ourselves. And if people have a reason they don't join the ANMP, like it's ineffective because we aren't being advocates, it's because we don't have the money and the people. The only way we're going to get big enough to be the mouse that roared is to get the money and the people, and that's up to us. You, Tony, you, Kevin, you, Eric, you, Angel, everybody. I mean, I'm going to go right through this list, because we all have to lock arms together and bring the people, because I'll tell you, we are a big voice, and we can do it. And having people like, and I know you're busy, Kevin, and I know that you've got lots of stuff going on. I'm honored to kind of be hosting and helping your brother-in-law, Bob Dickey, who's now the head of Bonvera, which is a network marketing company. He's coming to GoPro, and I'm really happy he's coming because he's going to take that information back to his teams in that new network marketing company of his, and it's going to be big. And I'm excited about that because the more people we get putting eyeballs on the good people of this profession, like GoPro, like the ANMP, the more attention is going to be taken off the bad, and that's what we need to do. What do you think about that, Kevin?
Oh, my gosh. Closing thoughts?
Yeah, you better.
Well, I'm obviously a big fan of Bob Dickey. He's a great CEO, and full disclosure, Bonvera is a client. Take care of him out there and introduce him to some folks.
He's a
bright star in the industry. We've covered a lot of ground. I would wrap up by saying that GoPro is the place to be. Eric does a phenomenal job. ANMP has some work to do, and hopefully, Tom, you with your leadership, you can help him out. I would say one thing that makes it hard to quote unquote improve the event, improve the industry, is that over the years we accumulate friendships, and sometimes those friends make mistakes, and it's really hard to call out somebody that you're friends with.
Yep.
And we all know people that they've taken a deal with a company they shouldn't have, or they're in a crypto deal, and you just scratch your head. And you want to be nice to them. You don't want to block them from speaking, but I think that's important. And so good luck with your efforts. And regarding crypto, it's got a fascinating future. It has zero future in this industry. To the extent somebody's told you it's legal to sell cloud mining, it's not. Ask yourself a very simple question. What is in my head as I'm parting ways with my money? Am I buying something of value, something that I can consume and use? Or am I putting money in a machine hoping that more money comes out? That's the key question. And if you're putting money in, hoping more comes out, then it's a security. It's illegal. If it's a company's own centralized coin, very likely it's a Ponzi scheme and it's criminal. Those are very dangerous. And then, of course, you have auto trading bots. That's illegal. Pretty much anything with a commission structure in Bitcoin is going to be illegal. Stick to product, like Tom said. Find something unique. It's all about don't try to compete with mass market, right? There already is a Walmart of the internet. It's called Walmart.com. Find unique products and services and focus on that. And the companies that do that do really well. One more point is the companies that focus on culture are doing well. So if you're selling a product that might not be as sexy, but if you build a really good culture, and Herbalife's an example, they're doing well. And there's companies out there as well doing the same thing in the ketosis space and ketogenics and whatnot. It's all about lifestyle and culture.
All right, everybody. Next week, we've got GoPro, so it'll be a replay probably of the show. And then the week after that will be Rob Sperry, and that's going to be phenomenal. And the week after that, probably Angel Fletcher, from what I hear. So, everybody, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a great, great run of the cards. We are going nowhere. This show will go on no matter what. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you all next week.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.